Yeah.
So if you don't get a piece of it, it's going to be pretty tough to return most of those kills. So, like I said, this is the first time Prentice has seen. I've been to most of the games, and first time we've seen, we'll probably see anybody who, I mean, when they hit it, they really hit it. Because Callie can hit it for sure, and she's great. But, you know, she's not 6 foot tall like looks like these couple of these girls are here.
Yeah,
to hit it, so it's a big difference.
I see two of them easily look like they're both 6 foot tall over there in and all the other girls out there. You know there's all quality out there for this Lancers team, even coming off of their bench. It's an experienced group, and all these girls really skilled. It's going to be a little bit different than where we're normally used to. What I love seeing here is Prentice Buccaneers up for the match, and our girls are excited. They're going to bring it their all. Head coach Mike Murphy, they've been in this spot before. They've been to the sectionals, went to state last year, trying to make it back there one more time. And the Lancers, I'm sure they've been there before. They look primed and ready to go here again. All right, this match set to go underway in just a moment here. The Lancers to our right here in the black and green, green lettering, and it is the Buccaneers to our left.
Speaking of Callie, I would just say that this is a quick input. I know her grandpa could be here tonight to watch, but I'm sure if he can send a little magic home from where he's watching, the girls would appreciate it. So I'm sure Howard is have a comfy spot watching at home, so hopefully the girls can pull it out here.
We're
going
to give him a little bit of better video here today. Well, all right, Piper Haken with the surf over to the Lancers side, and big spike defended by the Buccaneers. Callie's turn. Callie Haken puts the Lancers on the ground, and there is back to the Lancers side, set, and on this right side, that's Wales. Wales can get up high and put it down hard, and a nice shot.
Hey.
Callie Haken hits it off of one of the Lancers defenders. It goes out of bounds. First point goes to the Buccaneers.
Is that it? Are we done, or we have to keep playing?
We got to keep going.
We got to keep playing?
We got to keep going.
Otherwise, if we could call it there 1-0, I'll take that.
Here's your daughter, Piper Haken, up there. My niece. And she did a great job serving last time. Here's the Lancers. Ooh, that's a big power serve right there from Arndt. And we're going to hear some of these names. And that's the first big spike we've seen of the night.
Yep.
So Lancers tied this one up at one apiece. And
they called it out.
Okay, so that was out serve out. Prentice gets the point on that.
A little different strategy from Coach Murphy there. I see Gillette was in the front line to start the match here, but now Gladson is back in, so we'll see how that changes.
And that one out as well.
Look at
that. Detmering with a nice serve on that one, and that was Gabby Radishell, the junior, with a big spike.
Those balls come flying hard.
They sure do. It's 3-1 Buccaneers. Detmering gets the serve, and a big spike and a kill from Audrey Arndt. That's her second one.
I don't think, Jeff, Prentice is going to have to get hands on that, try to block those kills. Otherwise, I think it's going to be a long night if they don't. So we'll see if Coach Murphy mixes up a little bit here if he can. And
it looks like a good mix of power and placement, something we haven't seen here in a while. Piper gets the dig on that one. Here's Callie Haken, a big spike on the left side, defended by the Lancers, and a little tip over the top by the Lancers. Callie going to try it again, and nice job keeping it alive for the Lancers, and that's
a hit.
And points going to go to the Buccaneers. Buccaneers up 4-2 early in this first set. And another freshman here, Maddie Freeman, set the serve for the Bucs. Running serve from her. She does a great job as well. Here's the Lancers' turn. Wow, and that was put down hard. But was that a block there by the freshman?
Yeah, Gladson said, I'll take that.
Yeah, Hannah Gladson.
Hold my mom nice do block here.
And we've got some nice-looking freshmen out here that are going to surprise here tonight. 5-2, Maddie Freeman serving again for the Buccaneers. Defended nicely by the Lancers. And a tip and a block by Murphy for the Buccaneers. Lancers keep it going, and it's going to be Buccaneers' point. What did they call on it?
A double hit.
So a double hit for the Lancers there, and it's 6-2. Early nice start here for the Buccaneers. Maddie Freeman, she's going to give it again here. Right serve from Maddie. And hits it deep, and that one a little bit out. Is black line out over here, Jared?
I believe it is.
Black line is out. Black line out over here.
And they have to definitely reduce, like I said, it's going to have to be a flawless game if they're going to have a chance. So you got to keep those in if possible.
Thompson sets a serve here. She gets that one. Nice placement by her. Detmering dives to save it. Here's Callie. She's going to spike it into the back line and over on this right side. Big spike and unable to defend it. That was Gabby Radishel again. A nice job. Nice spike from her on this left side. They're going to keep moving girls along this front line. And back to serve. Who do we got right now serving back there, Jerry? I can't see a number.
Can't see a number either, actually.
A lot of blonde hair. Looks like number four. Might have been Leah Thompson again. And Buccaneers keep this one alive. And here is, they're going to try to set up Radishel again. Big spike from her, but into the net. And Buccaneers get the point. It's 7-4 in this first set. We got a substitution. Piper Hakenick comes out. And
Luther has only lost, what, five, what do you call it, matches all year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so Prentice can...
Five sets.
Prentice can keep this going. I mean, there's a long way from there, from the end here.
A nice serve from Callie. Set up Radishel again. Oh, my goodness. That one went straight down. Big spike there.
Got to get the hands up there. Try to block that a little bit better if we can.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's up above the rim.
Yeah, she's up above the rim, and she hits it straight down on that one. You know, we're for Prentice with these basketball terms here. Bear with us, guys. And that went into the net. Radishel. So early on, it's the Lancers making the unforced turnovers here and errors. And it's 8-5 Buccaneers with an early lead.
Like we said, Jeff, that was one of the only chances Prentice was going to have is hopefully some miscues on Luther's part.
And limited on ours. And Luca Blumberg with a nice serve, diving save by the Lancers. Here's Murphy setting up Gillette. Gillette tips it over, but a beautiful block. And put right back on the Buccaneers' side. That's Sophia Carstensen for the Lancers, the senior, with a nice tip. And point goes to the Lancers. It's 8-6 Buccaneers leading. And Carstensen going to serve again. And dug out by Allie Hakenin. And Schutz going to try to spike it down. Saved by the Lancers. Big spike from them and a diving save from Callie. Callie to Gillette. Gillette puts it over. Here's the Lancers' turn. And a big spike. My goodness, that time that was Leah Thompson, I believe. And she wound back, hit it down hard. There's not one girl out here that can't do that for the Lancers.
Right.
It's 8-7. And Carstensen serving again, the lefty. Callie digs this one out. Here shoots on up onto the Lancers side of things, and it's going to be a double hit on the Buccaneers. Tied up at 8 here now.
Coach Murphy's getting a little excited there. I'm not sure what he said there, but I don't think you like the double hit call, maybe?
All right. And
what was that?
Carstensen. And she gets it over, and a mistake by the Buccaneers. And a little miscommunication right there. They shake it off. And 8-8. So it was a redo on that last one? Okay. So that they didn't get a point. So now we're tied up at 8. All right. Carstensen again, a little momentum on her side here. Here shoots a big spike and block. Maddie Freeman keeps it alive here. Callie Hakenin gets it over, and they're going to start set up Carstensen. Oh, my gosh, and that one blocked. Carstensen with a nice spike. The Buccaneers blocked that one out of bounds there.
Good effort.
Yeah.
Good effort. Good effort. Keep it in bounds is all you can do.
Doing exactly what you need to do in this situation. And Carstensen again gets this one into the net. So Buccaneers get a point. We're tied up at 9, right where the Buccaneers want to be. At this point right here. And Aliyah Murphy, the senior, going to serve for the Buccaneers. She puts it over. Dug out by Carstensen. And a big spike and a block by Gillette.
I tell you what, right there, Jeff, if Kayla Gillette can do that, you know, on a pretty steady basis, the Prentice has a chance. I mean, that was a big-time kill attempt, but she put it right back at him.
She did, and that's what she's able to do. She's instant offense on defense here. And Gillette doing a nice job. Murphy keeping it alive, up 10-9. And a tip over from Carstensen, a nice job. She just got high up in the air. She has that little bit of hang time, hung up there and put it right where it needed to be. This girl, you know she's been there before. And the libero is going to serve now. Mueller for the Lancers, dug out by Callie Hakenin. And here's Murphy setting up shoots, no good. And it's put into a bad spot by the net, and shoots couldn't get to it. And Mueller going to serve again here, the junior for the Lancers. It's 11-10, Lancers leading now. Dug out by the Bucks. Murphy setting up shoots again. Lancers dig it out. And again, a nice
in the net. She was in the net.
Yep, so they,
how was that Prentice?
Then?
She hit the net.
What did they call on it?
She hit the net, didn't she?
What was the call on that one? They called it on in the net on Prentice?
She reached over, but whatever. I guess it's the call.
Prentice wasn't by the net there, but Callie Hakenin for the Buccaneers. And a big spike and another block by Gillette. And Lancers able to keep it alive. Here's Murphy setting up shoots again. Lancers turn. They're going to look for Carstensen. Oh, my gosh. That was a big one, and it was good. Hit it to the back line. Sophia Carstensen, she's been a force here to start this one up. And it's 13-10. Lancers taking this lead here. And this one dug out by Demering. And Gillette with a nice little tip over. And Lancers turn. They get it back. Buccaneers, they're going to set one up for shoots again. No, this time Maddie Freeman. It's blocked, but Gillette's right there. Puts it back over. Lancers turn. And Carstensen again. Woo! Girl might be going next level. Just my guess.
Get up there.
And we're going to get a timeout from the Buccaneers. It's 14-10. The Lancers leading in this first set. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Jeff and Jeremy Hakenin here in Bruce, Wisconsin. A couple Buccaneers. Jeff, it's good to be a Buccaneer fan with you again. It's not basketball season, but it's the Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran Lancers. That's a lot of names. They're leading right now 14-10. We're just going to call them the Emmanuel Lutheran Lancers from here on out. And they're leading 14-10. And it's Mueller still serving here. Momentum on the Lancers' side. Timeout by the Buccaneers. They're trying to stop it. And a big spike, but out of bounds. And that was Audrey Arndt, the senior, put that one out of bounds. Buccaneers get the point out of the timeout. That's what you love to have. And Piper Hakenin, that's my niece over there. That's your daughter, Jer. Set to serve the freshman phenom for the Buccaneers. And she puts that one over. A nice serve from Piper. Carstensen puts that one into the net. And it's going to be point for the Buccaneers. 14-12.
You know, Prentice is down only two here, Jeff, but you can't probably write a better script than how the game's gone so far, to be fair. I mean, they've done everything they've...
You've got to love this one. Carstensen puts that one off of Murphy's chest. It makes it 15-12. And what's the four again when the officials call? That's four hits. Okay, there we go. That makes sense. All right. Good to have Carstensen if you're a Buccaneers fan in the back serving right now. Murphy over to Callie right where you want her, and that one's tipped.
Yep,
good.
Take it.
Point for the Buccaneers. Callie Hakenin doing her thing. Over 1,000 kills. She's got a lot of accolades over here in Prentice. That's our little cousin, Jer. 15-13. A lot of Hakenins here tonight.
Yeah.
Carstensen digs that one, sets that one up in a big throwdown from Audrey Arndt. She might throw them straight down more than anyone here.
Dude, I wonder where they find these girls from.
Well, they're
right out of Eau Claire.
70,000.
We don't grow them like that in Clifford and Willow.
We don't
have much of a choice.
Prentice, we get
what we can get.
Brenna's got a population of 500. This is every girl in town here doing a fabulous job against. We got to make sure they know it's Eau Claire. Carstensen, oh my goodness. Gets up, throws it down hard. 17-13.
You know, the Lancers do a good job of passing and setting, though. I mean, those girls are, when they do kill attempts, they're right there, you know, perfect spots. So you got to give them credit for being good at what they do.
Yeah, they're very, very good at what they do. Maddie Freeman, and that one's a big fight. Cross court from the freshman, Maddie Freeman, and it's 17-15, I believe. Maybe it's 17-14 yet. They're probably more right than me. 17-14, we're going to go with. And we got Maddie Freeman, the freshman, back there to serve for the Buccaneers. With the running serve, a nice serve from Maddie Freeman, setting up Arndt over there, the lefty.
Ooh,
oh, and
that, right in, huh?
That one was good. And no, that I'm sorry, that was Whale. Who was that one?
I lost it. I'm not sure.
I lost it there too.
I think it was Arndt, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think I've been calling Carstensen. I think that's Wales. I've been calling Carstensen. Sorry, at home, you guys know who you're watching over there. And served by the Lancers. And that was constant. And the Buccaneers tip it over and get the score on that one. And it's 18-15. Buccaneers looking good. And Schutt's going to check in for Piper Häkkinen. And Callie Häkkinen is going to serve for the Buccaneers. 18-15. And there we go. Carstensen digs that one out. A little tip over by her is no good. So that's Sophia Carstensen right there. And the one that was getting the big hits over there was Cheyenne Wales. Sorry about that. At home, Wales has been a force here so far. 18-16. Callie Häkkinen serves this one nicely. And put over by the Lancers. Back to the Buccaneers. Detmering puts it over. And they're going to try to set up the Lancers over here. A nice fight by Radichel. And the Buccaneers keeping it alive. And this one's going to be set up for the freshman who puts it over for the Bucs. And back and forth they go here now. Schutt this time. Dug out by the Lancers. Here we go. And Radichel, she spikes this one off the Buccaneers. Out of bounds it goes. Point goes to the Lancers.
Trying to still point there pretty well. They did everything they could except...
They did Hannah Glass. Freshman had a nice block.
Block it in bounds, but, you know...
It's
19-16.
And serving for the Lancers, Radichel. And a big spike there from Glasson, but she's into the net. She felt it. 20-16. This is when the Buccaneers are going to have to close the gap, getting a little bit tight to the end of the game. Or to end of the first set, I should say. We're in the first set. It's 20-16. And the Lancers with the running serve here. And dug out by Schutt. They're going to set her up for the spike on this right side. Puts in a good spot. The Lancers dig it out, though. And there you go. A nice job by Wales. Tipping it over. But the Buccaneers have it in the right spot to defend it. Here's Wales again. Blocked by Murphy.
Yeah, look at that.
Big block from Alaya Murphy. Buccaneers staying alive here. 20-17. Substitution coming in. The sophomore, Luca Blumberg, for the Buccaneers.
Like we said, Jeff, the blocking game has to be on point. Otherwise, they don't have a chance, and it's been great so far.
And their mistakes here today, playing really a flawless game, are the Buccaneers. And that was a big one from Carstensen, the lefty.
She can swing it.
And Maddie Freeman puts that one into the net. 21-17. Going to have here. And those are the mistakes Prentice not going to be able to do, but there hasn't been many of them, Jer.
No. Carstensen, when I was in college, there was a bunch of Carstensen that really good in the promo player, good ball players. Probably the same family, I would bet.
I would imagine. Definitely a volleyball body here. Schutt puts that one over, and they're going to set up. Oh, almost a mistake there by the Lancers. They keep it alive. They got to get it over. They do. And Demering sets it up here, and a big strike from Gillette.
Nice.
And a quick hitter from Gillette gets the kill. It's 21-18. You know, nonetheless, the Buccaneers have confidence rolling along.
I agree, Jeff.
Playing a good one, and it's exactly what you need early on here. Elijah Murphy gets it over, and a mistake by the Lancers. They're out of bounds.
Prentice doesn't seem rattled at all. They don't care.
One bit.
You got to show up and play. Whatever happens, happens.
It's the Prentice magic we talked about, Jer. They've got it here. We see it come playoff time, and a lot of times we see Prentice late in the tournaments here, and it's going to be a mistake by...
What do they call on that?
In the net. I didn't see it there. I'm guessing that was on Maddie Freeman. Into the net there. 22-19. And serving is Micah Mueller. That was terrible of me. All right. Lancers turn. Trying to get over a big hit over there from Leah Thompson. And she gets the kill. It's 23-19. And Coach Murphy's saying, what's going on?
I don't think they can come their hand over the net and down, I believe, but I'm not sure.
Coach is asking for a call here. Not getting it early on. It's 23-19. And Detmering digs that one out. Here's Callie Häkkinen over to Schutt. Schutt, this one saved by the Lancers. They get it back over. Callie, they're going to try to set up Gillette. No, it's Maddie Freeman. Tips it over into a good spot. And into the net there that time was the Lancers. Buccaneers get the point. 23-20. Piper Häkkinen going to come back in. They're going to put her on the back line. A serve specialist here for the Buccaneers. Piper Häkkinen, the freshman, serving from the middle. Sometimes she moves, I think, to the left, to the middle,
I'm not sure, yeah.
And a big fight, blocked by Matt. Gillette keeping him into this. It's 23-21.
They're in striking distance here, Captain. Yeah. Making a little bit of magic here.
You need this confidence, this momentum at this time right here. Piper Haken, and keep him rolling. There you go, Piper. Big serve right there. And they're going to start Wales on this right side. Here into the net this time. Point. Goes.
Oh, got to call it out.
Fight goes to the puck.
Why'd they change it, I wonder.
They're going to talk it.
She called it out. I thought it was out.
I think they're going to change it here because the officials are talking this one out.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear a big scream here from the Lancers fans in just a moment, or the Bucks fans. One of the two.
This is a violation, but
they're discussing things here. We'll see. Where's the ball? Okay, point goes to the Lancers. It's going to be set point here, 24-21. And so for Cheyenne Wales serving for the Lancers. And
did we tip? It was a tip?
So I think they called that it was tipped. Prentice fans not happy about that one.
What, I don't understand tip. I mean, we blocked it over. Either it was in or it was out. I'm not sure.
Not sure here. All right. Wales serves it for the Lancers. Callie going to spike this one down. Nice hit from her. And big one here. Blocked by Gillette. Point goes to the Buccaneers. Gillette's so important on that front line.
She's, like I said, Jeff, before, she's really almost their second-best offensive threat behind Callie.
From the defense side.
Scoring with the defense.
Yeah.
Because Rally's scoring, that's what happens.
24-22. Emma Detmering serving for the Bucks into the net. And that's going to go set those to the Lancers. 25-22. First set goes to the Lancers. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plans. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Jeff and Jeremy Haken in here in Bruce, Wisconsin. It is Division 5 sectional finals between the Emmanuel Lutheran Lancers out of the Dairyland and the Prentice Buccaneers out of the Merriwood North. Prentice Buccaneers in this first set. Fairly flawless, played really well. They end up losing that one, 25-22. Is that what it was, Jer?
I believe so. 25-22.
Yep. Clawed back into this one. Lutheran just a little bit too much in that first set. They got a few powerhouses over there. Cheyenne Wales, I was calling her Sophia Karstensen, but Karstensen did the lefty, did a fabulous job there as well. When they're up by the net, they're a lot to deal with. They made a few So mistakes on their own. Did the Lancers keep Prentice into this first set? Gave Prentice that confidence. If you're the underdog coming from a town of 500 people, you're playing against a town of 70,000 here. I know it's Division 5, but Prentice got to be happy with the way that they stayed in this first one, in this first set right here. Gave it all they got. Kayla Gillette was fabulous for the Buccaneers. We know what she brings to the table up at the front line. It's just a lot to deal with some of these girls from the Lancers. Audrey Arndt, she can really put it down hard. Gabby Radishell had some. Cheyenne Wales was a force. Sophia Karstensen, a lot on that front line when they're up there, can really do some damage. The Lancers, you know, coming out of that break there, they're going to talk about cleaning some things up, though. I think they had a few mistakes they're probably not too happy with. I'm sure Coach is talking about that with them. For the Buccaneers, you know, you just want to keep that fire under them. Keep them playing like this all game here. Everyone's going to go happy. They're able to stay in these games right here with the Lancers. I think they can do it. And they switch sides. It's going to be the Lancers on our left now in their black uniforms with green lettering. It's going to be the Buccaneers on the right, their black uniforms and red lettering. Like a Christmas match up here, Jer.
I see that.
And Cheyenne Wales serving here. Here she goes for the Lancers. Dug out by Detmering. Murphy and Gillette gets this one over for the Bucks. Here is the Lancers' turn. And a big spike. My goodness. Get out the way on that one, Gabby Radishell. She's got about 2 feet over the net. Put it down hard. Radical. Radical. We got a little assistance here. It's Radical. And that one was a spike by the Buccaneers. And that one ends up being tipped out of bounds, tied up at one apiece. And Emma Detmering here serving for the Buccaneers. Nice serve from her. That go by the Lancers. And Radical again, this one.
Great block by Gladson.
Gladson, the freshman, does a nice job timing that. And Murphy going to set up Callie Haken. And
yeah.
Callie gets the kill. That one blocked out of bounds.
Yep.
2-1.
I tell you what, if Callie was 6 foot tall, 6 foot two, she'd be playing at Big Ten school for sure.
She's so strong.
Yep.
Such a powerhouse.
Never gives up either.
There. No, you love her athletic attitude. Every sport she plays. Radical again hits that one into the net. Gabby Radical. 3-1, and these are some of the unforced errors that the Buccaneers need to stay in this. Buccaneers up 3-1, starting off just like that first set. And here we go. Radical again says, try that one. That's not going to happen. She hits that one, bounces it off Piper. It goes out of bounds. That'll wake Piper up. And she's going to go back to serve Audrey Arndt, another senior for the Lancers. 3-2. Buccaneers leading. Lancers get it over. Detmering digs that one out. Here's Murphy to Maddie Freeman. That one blocked by the Lancers. They're going to try it. Radical again. Straight down with that one. Gabby Radical starting off this second set with a force here. 3 kills for her. 3-3 is the score in this second set. And it's Audrey Arndt serving, and that was out of bounds. Out of play, out of bounds. I don't know what the word's for it. I think that's what we'll call it.
I think
it
is, too.
And it's 4-3, Buccaneers with this lead. And here we go. Maddie Freeman with the running serve.
Oh,
just over the net. Beautiful. Perfect. You got to call that the perfect serve,
yep.
Really.
That's you do that every time. You never lose a match.
You probably wouldn't.
Game,
here we go.
Match.
It's 5-3 in this second set. Maddie Freeman,
that's
another nice one. She hits it hard. And almost blocked by Gladson, but that's going to be point. Leah Thompson gets the point for the Lancers. It's 5-4, and she's going to go back to serve now. Leah Thompson, the junior.
You know, one of the disadvantages of the Prentice has with, you know, our main attacker is Callie.
Could have let that one go, maybe. Would have gone
probably
on about. Lancers get the point.
When you don't have a couple of people who can really attack, it makes the it easier on the opponents because they can set up their offensive game real easy with a dig and a set.
Yep.
That's the one disadvantage. Well, we're on our heels a little bit because they're hitting it so hard at us, but
yep.
It is what it is. You got to play with the cards you're dealt.
You got it. 5-4, Buccaneers leading. That one, Piper gets it up.
Ooh, nice
Murphy
save by Murphy.
It, and it's out of bounds. No tip, okay. So out of bounds, point goes to the Lancers. It's 6-4. Is it 6-4 Lancers?
I think so.
Lancers are the home team here?
Yeah, I think it stays the same.
6-4, Lancers, and serving there for the Lancers. They get over Callie Haken with a big spike to the back line. And here's going to be Radical again. That one blocked by Gladson. Callie's turn. Hits it hard, but right there to block it was Carstensen. And two girls got up high for the Lancers. Callie hit it hard. Lancers were there at 7-4. And Leah Thompson serving again here for the Lancers.
They got the score screwed up or what?
Yeah, I'm not sure. 7-5 we got here. And point there for the Buccaneers. They put it where nobody was. 7-6. That score is wrong. Okay, 7-6 is right now. Okay. 7-6 is the correct score. Lancers are leading, correct?
Yes. I believe so. Yeah, I don't think they changed on the scoreboard.
All right.
I don't think.
Callie Haken in here with a big serve for the Buccaneers. Here's Radical again. And point goes to the Buccaneers.
What'd they call on that one? Oh, that was a nice block by Murphy, but she thought she was in the net, but maybe she wasn't. Good.
They called the four with the four hit.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
In.
So that one was in. It's eight
right
there for Callie.
Right on the first base line.
I think that's the first.
He gets a triple
eight hit of the night.
Triple in baseball. Yeah,
definitely going for it. 8-7 now. Buccaneers take the lead back. Callie Haken and the senior superstar for the Buccaneers serves this one over. And
across the center line. Nice save, Detmarine.
Yeah, Detmarine, a great job over there. And there's Schutz. Schutz puts it over for the Bucks. They're going to set up Radical again. Oh, that was too hard off Callie Haken. And she's got to be quick on that to be able to turn that the other way. That spike is a little too hard.
That's tough. Like I said, we haven't seen a lot of that all year. So
no, especially
you got to get used to it quickly.
To me, it looks like they've got four Matea Eckerts out there. Four Matea Eckerts from the Phillips Loggers out on that front line. That's tough to deal with. All right, Detmarine digs this one out. Here's Murphy to Schutz. Schutz able to get it over. Dug out by the Lancers. And there we go. Carstensen tips it right where no one was. A nice job from her. And the Lancers take the 9-8 lead. And we're going to get a running serve here from Gabby Radical. Radical gets it over. Murphy setting up Schutz and trying to get some points here with this front line for the Buccaneers. It's not easy. Murphy tips it over almost, and it's going to be two
nice.
Buccaneers. There we go. A key part to this game, it's 9-9 right now, and there we got Kayla Gillette coming back in for the Buccaneers. But a key to this game here, getting some points, you know, when Callie or Gillette aren't up on that front line for the Buccaneers. They're able to tie it up. Here we go, Luca Blumberg with the serve for the Buccaneers. They're going to set up Carstensen, and that one hit hard. It's in. Nothing you can do about that one. That was Cheyenne. Or I'm sorry, that was Carstensen, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was.
I haven't seen too many left-handed hitters like that either.
No,
so that's got to be a little bit goofy, too. You know, the ball's coming a little bit different than it
used
to.
Yeah, it throws us off when we're watching it. So Sophia Carstensen to serve again and shoots. She puts it over for the Buccaneers. Here we go. Here is a big one from, and that was too much right there. That was Audrey Arndt. Puts it down hard off the Buccaneers. Goes out of bounds. Callie Haken and says, stay up, girls.
They're only down 2 points here, Jeff, in the second set.
11-9 in the second set. Lancers, and that one was in. Schutz tried to let it go, thought maybe it was in. Thought maybe it was out. It was just in. And it's 12-9. Sophia Carstensen serving again for the Lancers. And that one, and Schutz says, that's the one I should have let go. Quick decision, never easy. Gotta stay in it, keep your head up.
Yep.
And that's what momentum's about. You gotta find a way to dig it. You gotta let that go. On to the next. Callie bumps this one up. Back to Callie. She gets a spike from that back line. And there we go. Wales this time. And Murphy puts it over. Just misses, rolling it over the net. It's going to go point, goes to the Lancers. 14-9 here in the second set. The Lancers leading the Prentice Buccaneers. Carstensen again. Got about four in a row. And whoa! Whoa! Audrey Arndt says, get out the way. Carstensen gets it over. Here we go. Murphy to Haken. Callie Haken gets it over. And there's Wales. It was blocked, but not enough under it. And point goes to the Lancers. And Coach Mike Murphy for the Prentice Bucks going to take a timeout here at 16-9. The Lancers of Emmanuel Lutheran have the lead over the Prentice Buccaneers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events, volunteering, Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Jeff and Jeremy Haakkinen here. We're at Bruce, Wisconsin. It is Division 5 sectional finals between the Emmanuel Lutheran Lancers of Eau Claire taking on the Prentice Buccaneers. It was a great first set. The Buccaneers held in that one, made it a tough one. The Lancers came ahead 25-22 to win that first set. They're up right now 16-9 over the Buccaneers in this second set. And it's Sophia Carstensen serving, puts it over, dug out by Callie Haakkinen. Murphy to Gillette. Gillette, she's been magic here tonight. And here's the Lancers' turn. That's going to be four hits. And it's going to be Prentice Point and 16-10. I like how the Buccaneers get a point out of the timeout. Much needed. Make the timeout useful. Here's Murphy, Laya Murphy, for the Bucs serves. And there's going to be Wales. And that one gets blocked into the crowd. You know that one was hit hard. The six-footer for the Lancers puts it down hard. It's blocked out of bounds. Point goes to the Lancers. It's 17-10. And serving now is Micah Mueller. And she puts that one into the net. Point Buccaneers. And here we go. My favorite player, Piper Haakkinen, coming into the ballgame. She's going to serve from the center. Piper Haakkinen puts it over. And there you go. There you go. Is that going to an ace here?
Is that an ace if it's touched?
There we go. Piper Haakkinen, the freshman phenom, with the ace here for the Buccaneers. Makes it 17-12. Going to serve again. Good job, Piper. And hit that one nicely to the back. Bumped up into the rafters. And Wales hits that one off of Gillette's arms. It goes out of bounds. Nice effort there from Caleb.
That was a nice pass just with the dig kind of there. You know, I mean, put him
get
in place.
Yeah. And the Lancers very good at setting their spikers up. Here's Maddie Freeman. And Demering gets it over for the Bucks. And again, winding back was Arndt on that one. Audrey Arndt, the senior. And the Buccaneers were right there, but unable to get to it. It's 19-12. Cheyenne Wales for the Lancers to serve is Detmering to Murphy. Murphy to Callie Haakkinen. Callie puts that one down hard. Diving save by Carstensen. And Arndt is blocked over there. I'm sorry, Radical was blocked by Gillette.
Nice
and
save on Detmering.
From Arndt. Detmering on the ground to save that one. Piper puts it over for the Bucks. And Radical again. Or was that Arndt? Was it? That was Arndt on that one. Gets the point for the Lancers. It's 20-12. Lancers pulling away on this one right here. Cheyenne Wales serving for the Lancers. Callie Haakkinen. Callie to Murphy. Here's Callie again. Big hit from Callie. Right there was Wales. And Radical spikes it hard. Gillette was there for the block, but it goes out of bounds. Buccaneers doing their thing. Just a little too much. A little too much. From
the Lancers. Yeah, very, very physical. They can swing it. Just hard to defend it.
You bet. Gillette with a nice spike, and that's going to be points for the Buccaneers. Gillette's got a quick hit. She's tall. She doesn't jump high and wind back. She does have quick hits and hits it right where it needs to be. Nice spike from her. And it's 21-13. Emma Detmering, the senior, serving for the Buccaneers. All right. Dug out by the Lancers. And Radical puts that one right where it needs to be. And Glasson, the freshman, unable to dive and get to it. It's 22-13. Buccaneers down in this second set. Serving now for the Lancers, Audrey Arndt. Arndt puts it over. There's Detmering, and no one there for the Buccaneers. Let's call that a little miscommunication.
Yeah, they got to get
it. Mistakes that we can't do. And the Buccaneers have been pretty good with limiting their self-induced mistakes. They're that one of them. 23-13. Audrey Arndt to serve. Puts it. Diving save from Piper. Gladson puts it over for the Bucks, and they're going to set up Carstensen. Nice save from Callie Haakkinen. Piper puts it over for the Buccaneers, and there's Radical on that backside. And a Buccaneer steps in alive. Piper Hakkinen on the ground. That a girl, Piper. And Radical again. And unable to get to it that time was Piper. And it's 24-13. We're at set point here for the Lancers. But, Jared, nice play there from your daughter, Piper, getting on the ground, saving that one from Radical. I think she got her foot just under it, which is obviously a legal hit. Audrey Arntz serving on set point here for the Lancers. Puts it over. There's Piper Hakkinen, digs it out to Maddie Freeman. Callie Hakkinen with a big strike, but a bigger block there from Sophia Carstensen. And 25-13 is the score in that second set. The Buccaneers, not enough there to handle the Lancers in that second set. We're going to go to a third one here in a moment. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Mark is here from Medford Motors. You may not want to hear this, but winter and the cold weather are coming up fast. Luckily, October is Car Care Month. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the winter with our mobile service. As long as you are within 120 miles of our dealership, for a limited time, we can come right to you for no extra charge. Offering full service oil changes, tire rotations, free battery tests, and more on all makes and models, we'll be certain your vehicle is ready to brave the elements. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652. To schedule.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff and Jeremy Hakkinen here, the brothers from Prentice, originally. I'm a Phillips guy now. There's a Prentice guy yet. And we're both Buccaneer fans here tonight and getting set here for this third set coming up shortly here. Buccaneers trying to stay alive. The Lancers showing they're a little too much here, a little too much power, a little too much height, a little too much size everywhere you look. They said they got four Matea Eckerts over on that front line for the Lancers. And
I'm not sure Matea even swings it quite like the Arntz girl really swings
wide.
It hard.
Oh, eyes wide,
for sure.
With that length and that height. But
it's equivalent sort of, yep.
They reach back far and they hit it hard. You know, these girls got training. You know, they didn't
pick it up this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, they don't go to practice. They go to training, without a doubt, to be able to hit like that. Nice group that they have. Over here, it's been a good match here. You know, the fans have been great. It's been a great atmosphere for playoffs, something these kids get to experience. The Adam Blumberg over there giving us a little nod. Adam's got his daughter out there, Luca Blumberg. Luca had some nice serves out there. Adam did a nice job. And Buccaneers on the left side. And
Adam's getting ready for basketball.
Adam's ready.
He's getting his juices flowing here. I suppose you are too.
Yeah, I'm in basketball mode already. Cully's already started. My daughter started fifth grade basketball here. So
what about JJ? Is he ready to go?
JJ's ready to roll. He's never ready. He's always in game mode. So JJ's ready for season to start here in a couple weeks too. But we're underway here. Piper Hakkinen going to serve for the Buccaneers in this third set, and an ace to start it out for Piper Hakkinen. She's been phenomenal with the serve a little bit. She carries that Prentice magic with her serve. She's been just phenomenal in these last couple games, putting everything right where it needs to be. Seems to be bouncing off players, and it's a 1-0 lead again for the Buccaneers. And the Lancers get it over. Oh, the Lancers able to just put it over the net. Kayla Gillette falls right in front of her. It's 1-1 in this third set. Could be the final set if the Lancers continue here. And it's Cheyenne Wales with the serve off of Piper. That one goes to the back line, and it's going to be 2-1.
It'd be nice if Prentice could find a way to sneak out a game here. What? They call it a match or a game?
It would. Let's make it it's three sets in the match.
So
sneak out a set.
Sneak out a set.
Here we go. There's Wales to the back line, dug out by Detmering. Callie Hakkinen gets it over. That one's going to be far. She bumped that one a little bit too far. It's going to be 3-1. Lancers and you want to fight a little fire. It's one of these, if they get out to a quick lead, I could see Coach Mike Murphy calling the timeout early, saying, girls, we got to finish this one strong here. Let's go. And here's Murphy over to Callie Haken and tips it over the top. The Lancers were there. Buccaneers keeping it alive. There's Callie again. Big spike from her. Here's the Lancers' turn, and here's Witt. No, that's Radical. Radical. Detmarine dug that one out nicely. Piper gets it over to Callie Haken, and a nice set of events there by the Buccaneers. A nice dig by Detmarine. Piper keeps it alive, and Callie Haken gets the kill. It's 3-2. Buccaneers down here. Detmarine serves, and that one's going to be out just a little bit long. 4-2. Lancers leading early on in this third and possible final set. They're up two sets to none. And here we go. That's Arntz this time with the serve. Maddie Freeman gets it over for the Bucks. And looking to set up Carstensen. She hits that one hard, and it's in. The lefty. Gosh, it is nice having a lefty out there, Jerry. It comes off differently. Just another weapon they have.
You could probably have two hitters. I'm not sure how they work exactly. Outside hitters on both sides. You know, lefty, I would think it'd be an advantage, but
sure,
I'm not an expert.
Arntz with the serve, and it's Audrey Arntz, a senior, puts it right in front of Piper where nobody was, and gets the ace on that one. It's 6-2. Lancers with the early lead in this third set. Arntz again, let that one go. No, Piper had to go at it, and that one goes out of bounds. It's 7-2. And there's the timeout that I was talking about. Bucks got to get out of it. And we're going to stay right here, Jer. We're not going to go to timeout right here. I don't know where that one list is. Here we go, our sports sponsors. You want to go over our high school sports sponsors for us, Jer?
Sure, I can. Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Pakin and Roofing, fine company. Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Medford Motors, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Heckman Auction.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
And BC Auto.
BC Auto. New joiners to us over here. And want to thank all of our sponsors and that were bring us this matchup. And,
you know, one positive thing, just to get back to the game here quick because we're going to go, but, you know, Prentice has three freshmen out there. You know, this will help them down the road seeing this kind of competition and see what top-level volleyball is all about, that's for sure.
It is. You know, the one part that gets difficult with these small schools is you'll have three. You never get more than the three. Three's a nice number. It would be nice to have the six, have the five girls out there at a time.
Sure.
It's 7-3 there. Prentice got the point. And out of the timeout, again, Prentice gets the point. Maddie Freeman, another freshman, serving for the Buccaneers. That one into the net. It's going to be 8-3.
Yeah, like we talked about, those, you know, you got to play flawless, can't have any mistakes, and that's just hard to do. And I mean,
yeah, you can,
high school girls.
You can feel this little bit of an energy letdown. I know that's why Mike called the timeout, and the Buccaneers got to get back to their game face. And Callie Haken says, I'm not done yet. I'm a senior, and I want to stay here a little bit longer. It's 8-4. Callie Haken has the ability to put this team on her shoulders. We've seen it before. 8-4. And with the running serve, there's Callie. And the Lancers dig that one out. Buccaneers side. And there's Gladson with a big strike and a kill from Hannah Gladson, the freshman. And we'll see a lot from her coming up in the future. This Prentice program doing a fabulous job, really making a name for themselves. Used to hear a lot about Prentice basketball. It's Prentice volleyball these days.
It is.
Callie Haken, and again, he's got three in a row for Callie. And you know what, Jared? It's 8-6, just like that. It's a game of momentum. It's a game where you build that confidence. And out of that timeout, it's the Buccaneers, you know, outscoring them 4-2. And there's, I don't know why that's not under the net. Were they able to land under the net?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
He did. If you can land, your feet have to be completely across. Oh, okay, there we go. So you can have your toes on and land
on.
You
can't touch the net, I guess,
yes,
right?
Yeah, okay, there we go. So it's 9-6 here. Lancers leading and shoots into the net. That's going to be a point for the Lancers. It's 10-6.
That aren't going in at him?
Yeah. This aren't. No, this is, what do we got here? This is radical.
Oh.
This is radical with the serve for the Lancers. And blocked there by the Bucks here. Here's the Lancers going to try this one again. And there's Wales. That one blocked, but inside of them. And falls inside. Point goes to the Lancers. 11-6 in this third set. And it's Gabby Radical again with the serve. Detmarine bumps it up. Maddie Freeman to the front and puts it in a tough spot where no one can get to it by the net. It's 12-6. 12-6 Radical. Serve it again for the Lancers. And here we go. And they're going to set up Schutz on this left side. And Schutz puts it where nobody is. Able to get the point. 12-7. Staying alive here. Luca Blumberg. Kayla Gillette stepping in, subbing in for the Loggers, for the Buccaneers. First time I did it, I think.
We're doing it again, huh? Just wait till basketball season.
12-7. Well, we won't be getting along at that point anyway, so let's enjoy this. 12-7, 13-7. Now Lancers with the point. And here we go. Luca checking out. Ladson checking out. Detmarine and...
Let's see if they can break Carson's serve. She's been serving well all night long. But
and Schutz digs that one out. They're going to try to get it back to Schutz. And Lancer's turn. Here we go. Arndt with a big spike. Detmarine can't get to it. She dives. She tries. That's a
good effort.
Great effort from Emma Detmarine trying to get that spike from Audrey Arndt, I think it was. Sophia Christensen to serve here. For the Lancers, they're up 14-7 in this third set. They're leading 2-0. Callie Haken can't get that one over, just missing. A game of inches, we talked about it. That one rolls over, that's point Buccaneers. Instead, it's 15-7. Carstensen, like you said, Jer, got to break their serve. Get it over, here's Callie Haken. Over to Schutz on the left side, big block from the Lancers. That one goes up into the rafters, and it's going to be point to the Lancers, 16-7. And you got to play it out, got to play this out a little bit. Mike will probably use a timeout after a while. But a nine-point lead here in this set. Here is Carstensen. Yeah, she serves it over. Murphy for the Buccaneers. And here we got Wales on that right side. Spike and a kill from her. It's 17-7.
You know, we talked about going into the match, Prentice would have to play flawless to have a chance. I think volleyball is a lot like football, where the more physically talented team is probably going to win 95% of the time.
If you're playing one set, it might work out, but not a series.
It's like, best of three or best of five, it's not going to happen.
17-8, Murphy serving for the Buccaneers. She gets it over. Here's Wales for the Lancers. Blocked by Gillette. And going out of bounds, and point goes to the Buccaneers. And you take those moments, and you remember those ones going on.
We got to teach her to do the Mutombo thing maybe next year, right?
No.
I think maybe I'll work on that ability. I'm not sure if you can do that.
Well, we might have to sneak that behind Murphy's back. A big spike and a kill there from Audrey Arndt in this match, or this set, moving right along as momentum, confidence, everything on the Lancers' side here. It's 18-9, and serving Micah Mueller. And Schutz gets it over for the Bucks, and she saves it. Here's Detmarine putting it over for, and the Buccaneers right there with the miscommunication. And it's 19-9.
Looks like it.
Lancers leading with the serve. Detmarine to Murphy. Callie Haken from the back line. And here's Wales, saved by the Bucks. And Murphy puts it over. Going to set up Arndt this time. Almost saved by Detmarine. She's there for it. Detmarine unable to get that from Arndt.
You're right, Jeff. They have four girls who can hit it. Like,
four girls legit. And 20-9 here. And here we go. Callie Haken. And that's Murphy gets it over. Murphy gets the point for the Buccaneers. 20-10. Never say die here, Bucks. And here we go. My favorite player, Piper Haken, back into this match. Going to serve. Try to get us some points over here. My niece, proud of this girl. Here we go, Piper. And serve from her. She gets it over. And here we go. It is Wales with a big spike and a kill off of Murphy's hands. It's 21-10. Carstensen, I'm sorry, Wales to serve here. She puts that one over to Callie Haken, and she's going to spike it from that right side. That one a little too far. 21-22-10. Getting close to the end of things over here.
I wonder if, I don't know how they do things in volleyball. I wonder if Coach Murphy will sub out Callie before the
end of it.
I don't know how they do that.
22-10. Got some substitutions in here. Right now, Carstensen out for the Lancers. And here's Wales serving up 22-10. And Piper, that one off the back of her hands. Not ready. You can feel this set right here, Jerry, isn't quite the same as the first two sets.
No.
Kind of the letdown a little bit. Kind of that demoralization factor. 23-10. Here's Carstensen. Piper digs this one out. Going to set up Callie right side. And big spike from her. Arndt gets it over, and it's going to be point, set points here for the Lancers. And the Buccaneers say, and you like to see the smiles on the faces of some of these seniors over here. Carstens, or Wales serves, is Detmering to Murphy. Callie Haken, and
one
that's
last
what she
time,
needed.
Yeah.
One last time for Callie Haken, and that's how she wants to end things. Kayla Gillette comes in. And a nice job from Callie, 24-11. That was her best one of the night, her cleanest shot.
Yep.
Here's Detmering, the Wales. And there's Wales again. I'm sorry, that was Gabby Radical. And that is a win for the Lancers. I think we all knew that. 25-11, final score in this third set. And they're going to shake in hands right now on the court. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes, wrap up this match here with the Forward Bank postgame show.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets, over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. Don't let car troubles sideline you this winter. BC Auto Repair, Towing, and Recovery has your back. Locally owned by Brent and Kathy Mindock for 14 years, just off Highway 8 East on Lound Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Special offer, purchase four tires and get $50 off a standard four-wheel alignment with advanced ADAS technology for your family's safety. Wishing good luck to the Prentice Lady Volleyball Buccaneers on their road to state. Visit BC Auto Repair and Towing today.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Jeff Haken, and along with Jeremy Haken and my big brother here in Bruce, Wisconsin. We had a lot of fun here tonight covering the Prentice Buccaneers here in Bruce. And it was the Eau Claire
Manuel
Lutheran Lancers a little bit too much here tonight, and they did a fabulous job. Lancers, they sure had some power on their side here tonight, and they're celebrating right now. They got their sectional championship trophy over there. They're going to be heading to the Resch Center. It's the Prentice Buccaneers You see all the smiles on their faces down there right now, Jer. They're kind of celebrating right now, happy and lucky to be in a position like this where, you know, to make it to the sectional finals. All of them, they did fabulous. They came out strong in that first set. That first set was 25-22, hung in there with the Lancers. Then the Lancers got warmed up a little bit. It was 25-13 in that second set, 25-13 or 25-11 in that final, that third and final set. The Lancers